The SPLAIO Information Director Fouk Balwang told South Sudan in Focus in an exclusive interview today that during a workshop organized by the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission and IGAD in Juba in May 2019, the parties to the peace deal agreed that command of the unified forces would be shared 50-50 prior to graduation and deployment of those forces.
We believe the refusal of the president and the SPLM or the ITGONU in general to delay the graduation of forces is a tactic to drain the implementation of the peace agreement. And you're well aware that the security arrangement is the core of the actions.
ITGONU stands for Revitalized Transitional Government of National Unity, while RCS stands for Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. Information Minister and Government Spokesperson Michael McQuay tells South Sudan in Focus it's wrong to blame Mr. Kriir for the delay in graduating the unified forces.
It is not the president who graduates them, but there is the procedures, there are mechanisms established by the agreement, and it is these mechanisms which are supposed to prepare and report to the president that these people are now ready for graduation. It is unfortunate that people just talk out of ignorance.
Balwang says the SPLM-IO wanted the forces graduated last year, but says a lack of political will has delayed their graduation. He also says delays in providing funds to support that training has delayed the exercise.
Therefore, we urge our partners to the agreement, and precisely the president, Salva Kiir, to accept the agreement reached by the security mechanism on the unification or the formation of the unified forces, one. Secondly, to dispatch the necessary budget to support and supply all the process of the graduation and deployment of the forces, and also to have a political will to implement the remaining chapters of the agreement. This is what will lead us to have a sustainable peace in South Sudan.
Balwang says it was the delay in graduating forces from cantonment sites that led some SPLAIO forces to rebel against First Vice President Riek Machar. The SPLAIO former Chief of Staff, General Gatwech Duol, recently declared he hosted Machar as party leader. But Machar's people say the First Vice President is still in charge of the party. McQuay says President Kriir cannot be blamed for the actions of SPLAIO generals who are rebelling against Machar.
Garry Duol was appointed as a presidential advisor and he turned down the appointment. This was a very clear indication that he is not actually for anything other than what he has declared now. So the government is not a party to all that happened. And whoever turns the blame on the president, that is unjustified and is incorrect, because the president is not the one who told those people to rebel.
McQuay says the delay in graduating forces is due in part to the fact that forces of the SPLAIO and the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, who entered training centers across the country, were not organized.
The problem is, how do you graduate a force in which, if there are 1,000, you get that over 700 are officers and only 300 are NCOs and no private? Unfortunately, the opposition is resisting that and they want the reorganization to start from the top. Meanwhile, organization is usually a bottom-up issue, not top-down issue. They are supposed to be given the command in accordance with the size of their forces.
McQuay says the arms embargo on South Sudan is also a challenge to the graduation of the forces, but adds that a budget for training centers will be ready soon. Media reports indicate that hundreds of trainees have already abandoned the cantonment sites due to the challenges they face, including food shortages and a lack of medical care. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.